Vince Coach. I'm here with my podcast co-host, media mogul Cornelia Stephanie. Welcome to the Women Who Radiate Wealth podcast, where we show up as we are and have fun in business. Our focus is on women's entrepreneurship, where we empower female entrepreneurs. We share with you financial and emotional self-confidence in business while making your offer, being intentional and purposeful with what you want to bring to fruition. Today, we're getting personal and deep. We're going to speak about end-of-life planning and how this affects your business. Whether you are a solopreneur in an intuitive business, simply working your passion every day, or if you're an entrepreneur mogul growing out a business structure that will sustain, have you thought about what will happen to your business when your physical time on this planet is over? Cornelia, friend, thank you for your willingness to discuss this today. As you know, this topic is dear to me. It was in 2004 that I had my first business card created with the question that still stands today as my domain name, my work, and my brand. What will your legacy be? Underlying my work as a confidence coach is what I have learned is the deepest human yearning, the desire to be remembered. Cornelia, you know that I could speak about this till doomsday, but instead, I just want to share here as part of our conversation that last month, quite suddenly, my mom, with whom I was very close and had a very loving relationship, was very suddenly stricken with a massive stroke. She died just 2 weeks later. And immediately after that, I decided to have a conversation with my own business accountability group members on the topic of end-of-life planning. And because you are a member of that group and participated in that conversation, you suggested that we discuss this in this podcast as well. And so thank you, as always, Cornelia, for your willingness to talk about subjects that most people avoid.
Yes, and thank you so much for bringing this subject to our experience today so that we can really go deep. When you're introducing me as a media mogul, when you're introducing me like that, it's, you know, we have such bad, the reputation for the word media is just not good because we've been duped so much by our media. And so that's why the Cornelia Stephanie Media is about digging to the truth and getting to the truth. That's what we stand for, speaking our truth and investigating what's true for us and inviting you, the public, to become, if you're an entrepreneur, to become your own media source and to share that wisdom and that truth out with others in the way that you influence and in the way that you do. So I wanted to clarify that piece on media. And
you want to know something, Cornelia? That's funny. Thank you so much. That is an important clarification. But I was focusing on the word mogul because I have, you know, in my great deliberation, you and I, we go in and go deep with every single thing we do. And so in thinking about how to introduce you, the word mogul is what speaks to me about you, your courage, your fearless moving forward, insisting on doing business as you are in the way that you want to show up. And so very important clarification.
And I just want to add to that by saying, since I've known you, we've had the pleasure recently, like has it been a week? I think, yeah, it's been a week. It's been a little bit more than a week. We've had the pleasure of meeting each other in person. For the first time since we've known each other, we've been friends and cohorts online now for the last 2 years, you know, going on 3 years. And I've known you as the woman who inspires others to live your legacy and be your legacy. That's the vibration and the frequency that you emit and the wisdom that you share everywhere where you show up, whether it is in private conversations, whether it is on your lives, whether it is in the business accountability group, whether it is in your coaching work, in your podcasts, that's what it is that you're talking about. So it's such an important message to what will your legacy be. And I'm glad that we're talking about it today, because, you know, we have to take our awareness to that point and not take things for granted, like to assume that everything is going to be okay when right now there's just a lot that could happen at any point in time to any one of us. So it's important that we talk about it now.
Yeah, and I want to invite our listeners to stay tuned for our next podcast as well, which is about being thrown curveballs. But I brought that up now because what you're saying, we'll discuss that for our next podcast episode as well, but what you're saying is relevant here. Cornelia, legacy does not happen after you're gone. Legacy is built and created while you're alive. And today there's these two threads that we're talking about. One is the idea of creating legacy. What will your legacy be? But the other that is very important is creating definite, specific end-of-life plans. The crossover for these is that no matter how you live your life, if you don't look and face every human's truth, that there is no cure for death, and create plans that are solid and secure for you in the way that you want them to be, it could be a little bit messy. And then your legacy does get a little messed up. So Cornelia, let's go to this second part about the life plans, because when I spoke about this, you yourself held up an actual box and you said, here it is for me, where you have obviously committed for yourself and your business, creating a either transition plan or succession plan or your end of life plans. So being a big business owner, Cornelia, how do you think that it is important for you that you've done that and you have that securely in place?
It's so interesting that I did that, because I did that early on when I left my the secure paying job that I had in corporate. When I left that, and then when I first became really stepping into an entrepreneur and building, creating my business, because at that point in time, everything was from scratch. But it was interesting that my soul had me do that, like right off from the beginning. And I think it was in direct connection. I didn't realize that until right now, when you were talking, I made that connection. Is when I wrote my book in 2015 or 2014, I talked about this in the book, and that is to take 100% responsibility for everything that's showing up for you in your life, right? Take 100%, whatever is there, it is there for you to take responsibility, because you are a co-creator, you are not a victim here, and that everything that is here when you in your awakening, in your evolution, in your life, with whatever it is that you're dealing with, that you've got all the tools and you've got the resources, and that you've got this, whatever hand you are dealt, if you will, right? So yeah. I think part of what this is my soul's journey is taking 100% responsibility for my life and my death, meaning that I want to feel secure now, and that's in the moment now. So back when in 2007, when I started making these plans, I was in my 40s, still in my late 40s. And I remember, the guy saying to me, wow, people your age usually don't do something like this until they're, way in their 60s or 70s, yeah. But not people that are still in their 40s. And so I think it's part of that soul's journey that I really want to leave. The footprint that I want to leave behind is a very conscious one. It's a very conscious one for myself and for my ancestors, for the future, expression of the time that I've lived here on this planet. So for me, it's very important that I leave a footprint that is clean, that I clean up my own stuff, and that I'm responsible for my own things, what I'm creating, and that I leave a legacy that I can be proud of and that I can feel good of. And that includes what happens to me when I die, and that what happens to my business.
So one of the things we connected on early on, you're just reminding me now, is my coaching is called 100% in your control. My confidence coaching, I say it's 100% in your control. And why is that? How is that? Only when you take responsibility for yourself, as you said, for every single thing. I'm always love to be reminded about how we mesh in that area of taking personal responsibility. I want to let people know that there is a statistic that has been around for a long time, and it is still current today. And that is that 7 out of 10 people die what we call intestate. That means without a valid will or valid estate plans. 7 out of 10. If we have 10 people in a room, 7 do not have these types of plans in place. So what are the plans? One of the plans is what we call your healthcare proxy, the person you appoint to whom you trust, who will do the right thing for you should you become incapacitated in your health. Another is called durable power of attorney. And this is a person who is appointed who will oversee your financial affairs in the case that you're not able, during your life, that you're not able to oversee your financial affairs. And the other piece of planning to have in place would be considered your will, your final will and testament. There are alternatives to this in the forms of trusts. We're not here today to talk about the technical detail for any of these things, but to just remind you that your every single thing you have, whether you have a lot or if you don't think it is very much, it is still yours. You worked for it. You lived for it. It's all yours. And we here today are encouraging you to take your own responsibility for that which is yours, to put it in the order that you want so that it can be disseminated as you want. Right, Cornelia?
Yeah, I'm almost feeling like this, what we're talking about here, can be a series. Because, right, it could absolutely be a series. So this actually could be episode 1 of this series. And then we could do further talks on it because, like, you know, when you're talking and I'm thinking about, I don't have children, but I know that you do, and how important that is for a person like yourself to have the legacy in place, the living will in place, especially for the children left behind. I'm even thinking about this, you know, with my mother, and because that is, you know, I know that my mother has a living will, but I don't know if everything is all clear. So I'm not clear on that. That has not been communicated to me. And that's a situation, a communication that we need to have. And so, you know, this, like I said, this could be a series of things to talk about.
So I'm always clear about this. I am not an attorney. As an estate planning attorney, I'm not an accountant. I'm not a certified financial planner. That is not the world that I'm in. So to your point in the series, Cornelia, we would bring in trusted professionals to speak about each of these areas. Our work here today with showing up as you are in business is to do what we always do, to reach in directly to somebody's soul and go way down, go deep, and encourage you to face what might otherwise be difficult to face. I want to say that My father first passed away only 1 year ago, practically. And he and my mother together had their plans and affairs very, very much in order. And then after Dad passed, things very simply passed to Mom. And then over the year, Mom and I had conversations. She had conversations with each of her four children. Over time, we learned, and her affairs were very much in order. The day my mother had her massive stroke, I put her on a plane back from a 10-day amazing vacation in Arizona with me and my daughter, Sarah, who lives here. And she got on that plane as healthy as I am here today. And 5 hours later, my brother received her in the airport, and she had had her stroke on the plane. And in 2 days, 2 to 3 days, we knew she would not be surviving this stroke. And over 2 weeks, I was blessed beyond compare to be on that transition journey with her to her soul destination. But I also knew, Cornelia, that her plans were very much in order. The healthcare proxy and the living will, where you indicate to you, the people who care about you, how it is that you, what precautions and measures you want taken, was so crystal clear. That my mother had been so crystal clear, Cornelia, so crystal clear that when we had to make the most difficult decision there is as her children, there was no worries, no guilt, no concern at all, because her plans were so clear. So I wonder if maybe we're encouraging you, if it's possible to have an even more clear conversation with your mother, and if it's possible for us as business owners to make sure that we're very clear, and also to encourage everyone we love to have this clear conversation.
I think that's the invitation. I think this is a really excellent conversation, especially in this day and age. You know, I mean, every day now I'm talking to someone that is challenged either with a family member or someone that they know is having challenges, whether it is from COVID or other related issues. That is, you know, one of my dear friends just in the last 2 days lost her sister. And so just, you know, and this woman was living in Jamaica. And so I know that they're financially, that they're not going to have all the legal documents and things in place. And so I know when I'm going to speak to my friend again, these are the things I'm going to inquire about. And then again, direct everyone towards that, making sure that these conversations are had, because it's really so important. We experienced this recently with my other friend who lost her son to suicide, right? And she was able to pay for the burial because we did a GoFundMe campaign for her, but she would not have been able to do that had that not been taking place. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Cornelia, you bring up suicide. We know that we're in completely traumatic statistics right now about suicide, which certainly would appear to be sudden death, although for the people who are finding that release, it may not have been so sudden, but it's possible that they did not leave behind very good, clear plans in place of the nature that we're talking. So Cornelia, I'd like to invite every person who is viewing this video or listening to this audio podcast to take responsibility for themselves. In my work, and Cornelia, I know you find this too, there are more people who say, oh, I haven't really done that yet. In fact, in my very own group, one of our members said, wow, I want to use this as an opportunity to complete something that wasn't yet completed, because it's so easy to not complete these plans because you think it's about facing your own mortality, but it's not. It's about facing a beautiful life, clearly prepared, taking responsibility for how you want to live out your life. And of course, for how you want to end your life if it is deemed that that, you know, is going to be in your control. Sudden death happens and we're not prepared. But this is the call to every person listening, to every person viewing, to learn more about what it is that we're discussing and take your own personal responsibility.
That's good. Everyone feels lighter and better when they organize things and when they take things to the goodwill, when they clean out things. This is like that. It's one of those things that either you sit down with yourself or your partner or a friend or, you know, someone that will hold you accountable to figure out the first steps of what it is that you can do to make yourself feel really good about your footprint and what you're leaving behind and how you want that all to play out, because it's your life and it is your death, your life, your death. And really, it's about you putting your own voice in it and how you want that to be. And I think that's such a beautiful ceremony. And, you know, life is hard. Life is has been hard. You know, it's been hard here on this planet to love and to, you know, heal those core woundings and to make our way and to, you know, love each other and do the things that we've been doing. It's been hard, but that has been our work. And I know, like for me, if I wouldn't have done this deep internal work in learning to love myself and holding myself in high esteem and adoring myself, I would most likely be plagued with a suicide today myself, but I've already healed that because I used to have suicide ideation. And this was a really strong emotional pull for me for the first 35 years of my life. And so now there's not a freaking chance in hell that that would ever come calling. And I don't give a what it would be, right? Because it's like, oh, it's, you know, what I've lived through already in my time. And where I am today with the amount of courage and love and confidence and perseverance that I live in every moment by choice, it's all now. This is the part where we're talking about. So there is support. And those people that are feeling that they want to, that there is no way out, please find someone to talk to. Find someone that's going to listen to you, because taking your own life, that is not the way to go. There is another way out. And I advise you to make that call. You're here in this body and you came here to live your life and to heal. And so make sure you get the support that you need.
I want to thank you, Cornelia. You are, based on what you just shared, your own experience, you are an expert in this. And so I encourage people to take your words to heart and to do what they can in the best way possible to listen to what it is that you've shared with us today. Thank you so much always for your honesty, your revelation, because this is what we know is healing. I am getting certified in being trauma-informed and in trauma mitigation. And so one of the things that I learned was to break through my own fear, Cornelia, my own reluctance, my own resistance to say, oh, I'm not experienced. Like, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not able to help somebody in trauma. But I learned that there is 100% penetrance of trauma in the human population. And therefore, I am experienced. Of course, I have had my own trauma in my life. And so we are here to serve. So we want to invite everyone to contact us, take us up on it, join us, partner with us, and most of all, love yourself and listen to yourself.
So people can contact you in the areas that we're talking about here now, and that is confidence coaching and even accountability coaching, entrepreneurs that are looking to just get their business on track and just have someone else that they can, you know, talk things out with. It helps so much. The work that I do will support you in spiritual mentorship. I have programs like that, which this is what I specialize in, because I bring everything from that spiritual, value to the now moment. And that's always the place from where we begin. So that's one part. And then another part is, if you're an entrepreneur and if you don't have your podcast yet, it's time.
It's time.
Right. You definitely should get one, because, you know, having a podcast, it's Saturday afternoon right now, and Susan and I are here, and we're doing two podcasts now that are Facebook Live and on YouTube, and they're going to be released later on the queue, and we'll be serving so many people. But it's such an empowering gift that we can give you in value, and how we serve and how we share with our wisdom. And this is something that you can do also, right, Susan?
Absolutely. We are both in our own intuition space. And I want to remind you today, if you're watching us, if you're listening to us, you are the expert on you. You are the expert on you. If you work with your life's journey, your life story, if you commit courageously, fearlessly to doing what we call going in and going deep, then you have something that is vital to share today. And so I'm so grateful to Cornelia for the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group support of my podcasts. I have a couple of them, and I'm starting a new one, which I'll tell you about another time. I'm so excited about it. And we want to invite you to join us. So I can be found through my website, whatwillyourlegacybe.com. And my Facebook page is the same. What will your legacy be? So I invite you to join me there, find me, look me up. And also, I invite you to join the most powerful powerhouse group, other podcast hosts, speakers, business people in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. Cornelia, how do we get in touch with you there?
So you can message me on Facebook. You can instant message me. I have people reach out to me there. That's one way. You can go to all the websites. You can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. That's a good way. And or instant message me on Facebook. You can look me up on my website at corneliastephanie.com, corneliastephanievip.com, corneliastephanietv.com. But, you know, to keep it simple, just message me on Facebook or message me on email, and I would love to have a conversation with you. What's amazing, what happens when you come into a powerful group of people that are on the same trajectory as you are, and that's raising your vibration, wealth creation, getting your message out there, and having the support from an entire team of people that are here to support you. That feeling is just so amazing, isn't it, Susan?
It is true. And we had our 2-hour call this morning, the monthly call. And honestly, I said to Cornelia before, it was ridiculous, ridiculously amazing, ridiculously powerful. And, nobody can do this alone. We've tried. Yeah. We've tried in the past. Most of us have tried in the past to do this alone. And if you want to become a woman who radiates wealth, if you want to become a person who can show up in business as you are and have fun doing it, then this is the group to join. I cannot stress enough how true that is.
It is true. And I did get an email from one of our people that said, my gosh, you just truly amaze me and how the energy is delivered in the group. And there's so much value. There's so much love. This is the way that people feel being in the group. So it's a fantastic opportunity for you. So we're going to close the show now, and then Susan and I are going to take a break, 10-15 minute break. And then we're going to come back and do another podcast. Why? Because we love it and because we can.
That's exactly right. Showing up as we are. Exactly.
And having fun in business. Thanks so much, Susan, and sending you so much love. And thank you for being so open and honest about what you've just recently experienced. So much love to you.
Thank you, friend, and to you.
Thank you. Take care, everyone. We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.